Shalom. Good morning. This is Billy Brim. Bless the Lord. So wonderful to hear all your voices this morning. And we may have some new ones. I think there will be some new ones joining us from Guymon, Oklahoma, where I just was. And I'm going to now see if Brother Max is on the line. Want to check and see right early. Brother Max, are you here?
Yes, good morning. I'm here.
Praise the Lord. You know, we're getting so many on our line now that we got to make sure you check in early enough, Max. It'd be terrible if you didn't make it on the call and got kicked off.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I checked in like 2 minutes till and it was 1600 some.
Yeah. You might better go to 5 minutes till, Brother Max. Bless the Lord. I'll be sure okay. to tune in. Brother Max, the way we've got this set up for both of us to be heard, he has to make sure I'm on first. So that's why he waits until then. But I'm going to promise you, Brother Max, that I'll always be on by 10 minutes before. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you can start hearing the other voices, that's when I get on. Brother Max, you have anything you want to say this morning?
Well, to pray for the nation and pray for God as well in our lives. That's very much.
You know, here's what I want to talk about this morning. I'm sure you will concur. We're on the verge of something really, really big. And it could be something, you know how much God has been talking to us about judgment and vengeance and his power. And I believe that in the next, I don't know, couple of months, whatever, few days, weeks, I don't know, we will begin to see some of that. And when it manifests, it may seem like it's bad. It's hard sledding, so to speak. But it's going to end up with a great positive, and a great positive for America. There's so many prophets and so many voices out there. Which ones do you listen to? Well, if they're pronouncing the end of America, they're wrong, because that's not going to be America. God started a work in here, and it says in Philippians that what he finished, what he began, he will finish. And so we are his covenant nation, and it's going to turn out that way. But now there may be some things that are shaky, in fact, a shaking before then. And so, hallelujah, you're going to see in my prayer today that we're going to pray for what I think needs to be prayed for, exactly what Brother Max just said. But I was at Guymon, Oklahoma, way out in the panhandle, way, way out there. And I got this prophecy of Brother Higgins, which you've heard me. I have heard, like, the doom and gloomers, and there is judgment coming. And maybe they see that, but they stop right there, you know? And they don't go on to see what is the outcome, which is good. Actually, folks, the future is as bright as God can make it. And yes, there is judgment. It's in the Bible. And yes, he has been talking to us about it. But I have heard all my life, my spiritual life, since I came under Brother Hagin, about a great final move of God. And we're on the verge of that move. So I took this prophecy. There's many of these prophecies I could have taken with me. But I took the one that I really, really I guess you'd call it my favorite. And I call it, I named it as Birds Fly as Fish Swim. And Brother Hagin gave this a prophecy in the 1980s. You say, well, that's a long time ago. It didn't come to pass. It's nothing to God. The Lord told me one time, you figure out what 1 hour of my time is in relationship to Earth's time. 1,000 years is a day. So I figured it out. And it's somewhere around 42 years. That's an hour. So this bit about an hour ago that Brother Hagin gave this prophecy. And he said, you're right on the urge of the greatest move and manifestation of the Spirit of God that this world has ever seen. You're on the creek bank about to jump in. Now, the Lord tells us at the beginning, give the more earnest heed unto the things you've heard, not only about faith and healing, but, and this is going to be the emphasis of the whole prophecy, which is three pages long, typed, but the things you've heard about the Holy Spirit, angels, and divine visitation. For remember that in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men dream dreams, and upon my handmaidens will I pour out my Spirit, and they will prophesy. So then the whole prophecy has to do with those things of the Spirit, angels, the glory, hallelujah. But this time that we're going to go into is going to be a time of supernatural manifestations. So now this is a little part I want you to hear right now, because it talks about how you prepare for it. But as you walk with the Lord, as you prepare your heart, as you feed upon his word, as you listen to what the Spirit of God says, your heart will be prepared, your mind will be changed, until you flow in the supernatural as naturally as a bird flies through the air. And you'll flow in the supernatural as naturally as a fish swims in the water. And you'll flow in the supernatural naturally as you breathe the very air. And you'll not be conscious of what's going around you, but rather you'll be conscious of the flow of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So I thought about this, especially as I was reading this to the congregation there in Guymon. That's what's happening on Wednesday. On Wednesday, this is very supernatural. Just think about it with your head. God, who created all the universe and everything in it, and all the universes, which we are told are expanding and expanding and expanding, that God condescends to speak through us in the divine language he's going to give us, and to us. That God, every Wednesday. We don't, my Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It's just beyond comprehension. And now we know he has plans. But, you know, God works his plans through men. So if he's working his plans right now for vengeance, for judgment, for blessing, for whatever, he works through men. He works down through men. He works through leaders. Spiritual leaders. Civic leaders. Leaders. Those leaders right now, Father, that you are working through to bless the United States of America, to bless Israel, to bless anywhere in this whole wide world, those that you have given plans, which are your plans, we lift them up. They're just men like we are, subject to like passions, subject to humanity in their flesh. They need help. We need help. I see in Isaiah that you opened, even Jesus, when he was on this earth, you opened his ears to hear. We pray for a great, grand opening of the ears. The ears of the heart. The ears that men hear you with. The spiritual ears. So that they will hear the plans of God and that you will protect them under the blood as you direct them, as you direct them to carry out these plans. We pray for our own ears, the ears of everyone on this call, in the name of Yahovah, Yeshua. For you new ones, please pray with us. Pray in the Spirit. He's giving us utterance. He'll later tell us what we've prayed about. Beba shonana kia. Providanya o balahalaila halakalanye ene ne manye ne kora malanaya. Oh, pita halatita na goteshka dobreke de gavaranye. Izra dushwa to na goteshka briteti ene kumbra. Kivili dushwa halatita de gavaranye. Meli tuhu yuno kohula kabarata ya ne kola kobra kada kadanya ne kohula kabala bachete. Isha to no kohula kabra kada kahala kakaya. Ido no go ochete, ikala ka ala ka papi. Nyono no nombi kada katashka. Usi bratasha no no nombi hidikataya. Kibli dujwa telekombreke brito shambai e kalamahala donye ne kahala kayana kabri kalakadanya na kohala kabra. Oh, palatita. Kobele helian dot kotej guabra disko nonye ne kobre. Ili brito wajo franchua da ragabaro katora kababa chonde ne kodash kadanya ne kohle kabra tina kodabra kataya ne kadana kataya. Ikala halakaya. Aka halakanga ale to ujetanya e baratishka. Kose di bridwa, hashono no nobre, kala kabra bintenye ne kolo kobretye. Kiri kora tai, alidori ava balatai ana kolo saka. No, kira godo na kobre kele kabala bachi ano no nobre kakai ana kolo kababita nyana. Kashi nano. Kabida hotaki na godo shakti. O sama no hot pipa tantonya ni kobra tabala pijo. Isha no no nombre cupre de baracua, protection, de reconozca da brita, colo compre, vele dañe de gole capai. Isha la tora. Kisha la tora, caia la colo compre de ti bacio. Isha no no nombre, ca, vele le tobre. Isha ne candela capi, calica no hachotene, capra cantane. Ikalalitari abakotenye ni kolo kovre de bechwa shana no nombri kalakayata. Kivele doshetye ni kolo kababra dabrapanye ni kolo kopratide kadashkenenye. Dondiana mai hane ani ai ana kohle ke hai anai nya na 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 ya ikala hale tata kare ko ta pre oh kanyete Kanye te mara mit ha halu pa hai ene no nye le kara pa lai la to nye ni na nyana. He barata. Barata brake. Barata vanye. O le vere danye ne koho la kaya. Oh, le bratihi nyano na nanye. Kalitata. Kalitata fera patashke. Sono nai, malito. Behe na nanye ne kohola kababi. Ala kotye de kala kabranye ne kohola kababi. E je ne manonye ne kohle kabrede ne kabra a ya no no nombre ka ne comprende be chato kabra kai anda. We bo ele vinya. We bo anaki, lodanya, abilo, kranai, ijado, magola. Candiadeke taha. Goleve. Oh, nananaya. Oka la cabre de eshano no nombre a la caia no cobre. Avidonyana hai. Avidonyana ma. Ole. Pa a tiene gabido a o a inya. Oho la marabai. Oho la marabakaya. Shinevratoshka Kalivratoshenke Kalivrata Alakaya Alakalakakaya O la Bratishka Tanishetagulakaya Kilvetue Vrashana Nanya Nikola Kabali, then Yenakora Maha Nanya Nikola Gadalakaya Nikola Gadalakaya Nikola Gadalakaya Oh, something touch that shit could have But it was over in the quart and it could be any in his own brain. When I teach Sean, don't go shock, it could go shock. Come in the matter, I shall be in the call a gamma. Mashkidonia, Mashkidonia, Mashkidonia. Kibra daha lito ala taragaga gada la non yene kola gabi bale den yene kobra kalakaya na kalakada la kandan yele kola nashke. Mashke do eke frang kome. Isha no 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 beke ni koka. Isha to hola ka. Kala got o shete. Tebra ta shanda go do shek ta na kabri ka go do nya. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. O Most High. You are God. My God, my Father, my King, my everything. My Savior, my Deliverer, my soon coming King. Oh God, we just praise you for this special day with you.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Praise you for this special time with you. Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh my God. How has the Lord prayed through us, Brother Max? What has he said this morning?
Oh, praise the Lord. You know, I have to say this morning, it seems like a split second to me. I don't know.
Oh.
I really can't explain it.
I know what it is. It was letting you see how time is in relation to him. It's just, you know, so much different than our time. Because it comes from eternity. He can stretch out seconds and moments. He can compact hours. He's God of time.
He's God of time. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, the Lord starts with Colossians. It starts with a G. Five.
Galatians.
Galatians 5:25. Galatians 5:25. Next line is underlined. I am your God and Lord. You are my children. I am your God and Lord. You are my children. I am your God and Lord. You are my children. And this is all underlined. Next line. I do all things when you pray with my prophet. In unity, church. Walk in my spirit today. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll slow down. I do all things when you pray with my prophet in unity, church. Walk in my spirit today. I do all things when you pray with my prophet in unity, church. Walk in my spirit today. Next line. Isaiah 45, verse 7. Isaiah 45, 7. Isaiah 45:7, next line. All in my hands not them. All on my hands, not them.
Does hand have an S on it or not?
Yes. All on my hands, not them. Next line, Job 12:10. The book of Job, chapter 12, verse 10. Next line, Proverbs 21:1. Proverbs 21, verse 1. Next line, underlined. And be thankful this morning. I am Jesus. And be thankful this morning. I am Jesus. Underline the whole thing. And be thankful this morning. I am Jesus. Colossians, let's start with a C. 3:15. Colossians 3:15. 1:5. 3:15. Next line. Isaiah 41:41, verse 4. Isaiah 41:4. Next line, the evil one can't, I have the authority. Oh yeah, the evil one can't, I have the authority. The evil one can't, I have the authority. Next line, Ecclesiastes, I'm not sure if I'm reading it right, 8:8. Ecclesiastes 8:8. Ecclesiastes 8:8. Next line. So for that, guard your mouth and be led. Okay. So for that, guard your mouth and be led. L-E-D. So for that, guard your mouth and be led. Proverbs 13:3. Proverbs 13:1-3, verse 3. Galatians, start with a G, 5:18.
Galatians 5:18.
Next line is underlined. All to me, church, it shall be done. This whole line is underlined. I'll read it again. All to me, church, it shall be done. All to me, church, it shall be done. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 22. 1 Peter 3:22. Jeremiah 33:25. Jeremiah 33:25. Next line. And I shall keep you from the wicked. Last name, it is my authority. Okay, I'll read it again. And I shall keep you from the wicked. It is my authority. I'll read it again. And I shall keep you from the wicked. It is my authority. Next line. Psalm 140, verse 4. The book of Psalm, chapter 140, verse 4. Psalm 140, verse 4. Next line, Romans 13:1. Romans 13:1-3, verse 1. Next line. Can't you see that I am in control? Can't you see that I am in control? Can't you see that I am in control? Next line. So can't you see that I'm in control? Next line after that is underlined. Do this and understand I am talking to you. Do this and understand I am talking to you. And this whole line is underlined. Do this and understand I am talking to you.
Okay.
Okay. Those books are coming here. Proverbs 20:24. Colossians. Start with a C. 1:17. Colossians 1:17. Next line. Psalm 22:28. Psalm 22:28. Acts, the book of Acts, 7, chapter 7, verse 50. And then the book of Psalm, chapter 9, verse 1. Psalm 9. Verse 1. Yeah, it's 9:1. I'm just looking at it to make sure it's not the whole psalm. It's verse 9:1. I mean chapter 9:1. Next line. You are in the right place. You are in the right place. Next line, this also underlined. So you are in the right place, but this one is underlined, the one I'm about to read. See my multitude Church. See My Multitude Church. Yeah, that's Multitude, MULTITUDE. See My Multitude Church, underline it. Next line. You are to stand together at this time. You are to stand together at this time. So the line before that, see My Multitude Church, underline it. This line, read, you are to stand together at this time. Next line. After you are to stand together at this time, is Isaiah 48:48, verse 13:13. Isaiah 48:13. Next line. Look, it is here. I will strike, and you are to stand to be delivered. I'll read it again. Look, it is here. I will strike, and you are to stand to be delivered. Look, it is here. I will strike, and you are to stand to be delivered. D in the end. Praise the Lord. Don't write that down. Next line. Job 36:36, chapter 36, verse 32. Job 36, verse 32. Psalm 31:31, verse 15:15. Psalm 31, verse 15. Next line. This one is underlined also. I rule, R-U-L-E, I rule in my power. I rule in my power. I rule in my power, underline it. Next line. First Chronicles 29:12. First Chronicles 29, verse 12. Okay, this line with a scripture here on a chapter. So all together, I'm gonna read the whole line. You are to see Psalm 118, verses 15 and 16. You are to see Psalm 118, verses 15:15 and 16:16. So you are to see Psalm 118, 15 and 16. Next line. Pray and trust me. Behold again all in my hands. There is an S. Pray and trust me. Behold again all in my hands. Pray and trust me. Behold again all in my hands. Next line. Habakkuk or Habakkuk 3:4. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 4. next line before the end here. Enduring love, faithfulness, hope, and freedom. I'll read it again. Enduring love, faithfulness, hope, and freedom.
I wanted to ask you about that word. Is it enduring love or is it enduring love?
Enduring, E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love, faithfulness, hope, and freedom. Trust in me, and trust in me this morning is underlined.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. When we get down to that part that it's addressed to a certain person, I have something I want to say. Okay. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. We begin with the scripture, Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory. ESV says, let us not become conceited. The New American said, let us not become boastful. I'm going to read the New American, probably use that all here, because I like walk in the Spirit rather than step in the Spirit. And this is NASB, New American Standard. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. And then the next line is underlined. I am your God and Lord. You are my children. I do all things when you pray with my prophet in Unity Church. Walk in my Spirit today. Isaiah 45:7. I form light and create darkness. I make, and that word is shalom, and create calamity. I am Yahuwah who does all these things. To me, when he makes light, that emphasizes that there's darkness. When he makes shalom, that emphasizes that there is calamity. I am Jehovah who does all things. All in my hands, not them. Job 12:10. In other words, he's running things, not those others. In other words, he's got it all in his hands. Not that he's running everything. Not that everything that happens, he causes to happen. But he's the one who holds it, and he's the one that determines the end, how things turn out. So here we are on Job 12:10. In his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. That's truth. Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. This next is underlined. And be thankful this morning. I am Jesus. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God, or Christ, rule in your hearts. It's actually Christ in the original. To which, indeed, you were called in one body, and be thankful. Isaiah 41:4. Who has performed and accomplished it, calling forth the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, am the first and with the last. I am He. Hallelujah. The evil one can't. I have the authority. Ecclesiastes 8:8. No man has authority. This word is, there. I'm going to read this to get you. This is the New American. No man has authority to restrain the wind, but I'm going to change that because the word ruach is also spirit. No man has authority to restrain the spirit with the wind or authority over the day of death. And there is no discharge in the time of war, and evil will not deliver those who practice it.
Huh.
I'm going to read that in the Amplified. There is no man who has power over the spirit to retain the breath of life. Neither has he power over the day of death. And there is no discharge in battle. Neither will wickedness deliver those who are its possessors and given to it. So for that guard your mouth and be led. So for that guard your mouth and be led. Proverbs 13:3. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Galatians 5:18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And the next is underlined. All to me, church, it shall be done. 1 Peter 3:22. And of course, just before it, we have this the name of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. Jeremiah 33:25. Thus says the Lord, if I have not established my covenant with day and night and fixed the order of heaven and earth, Now, if we read the next verse, it says, "Then I will reject the offspring of David, of Jacob, and David my servant, and will not choose one of his offspring to rule over the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will restore their fortunes and have mercy on them." Okay, so he's going to eventually talk about the restoration of Israel. But he wants you to understand, in verse 25, he's saying, "If I've not established my covenant with night and day and fixed the order of the heavens and the earth." So that means I have done it.
Mm.
I fixed my covenant with day and night. I fixed the order of the heavens and the earth, the ordinances, other translations say. So he's done that. In other words, he's showing his power right here, showing us his power over everything. "And I shall keep you from the wicked." Now, he gives our code names, "and I shall keep you from the wicked. It is my authority." So in other words, who's got the authority here? Psalm 144. "Guard me, O Jehovah, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet."
Oh, my goodness.
He's talking to a certain person here. And we all on this call know who that person is. And he's telling them, they're planning to trip up your feet, but I'm guarding you. I like the ESV here. "Guard me, O Lord," and that's Jehovah, "from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet." Now he's going to give us Romans 13:1 again. Now this is saying, I know this verse, and you all do too. And if you don't read it right and you don't understand him, you might think that we have to honor "let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God." Now, if you don't know how to rightly discern, because remember he has given us Psalm 74:94, which says that those who establish wickedness are as law are not the ones he's put in. So what he's telling us here, and he's addressed a certain person, there are usurpers of authority. That we're to honor those that he puts in, that he honors. "Can't you see that I am in control?" Next one, underline. "Do this and understand I'm talking to you."
Wow.
I think he's still talking to that person. I think he's telling them to do it.
Yes.
"A man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way?" In other words, this way, or Derek, is from God, and it's really past man's comprehension. But just walk it out and do what he says. I'm going to read it from the Amplified. "Man's steps are ordered by the Lord. How then can a man understand his way?" Because the steps, you see, are very past man's understanding. Colossians 1:17. "And he is before all things, and in him all things consist or hold together."
Praise the Lord.
This takes some meditation. I hope the person is addressed who meditates it. Psalm 22:28. "For kingship belongs to Jehovah, and he rules over the nations.
Whoa.
I hope they do this. I hope they meditate this.
Yeah.
Acts 7:50. Did not my hand make all these things? Psalm 9:1. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonders. Hallelujah. You are in the right place. I think all that goes together from that where you address that certain person, Max.
Yes, yes.
And then he comes back to addressing the whole church. See my multitude, church, and that line is underlined. You are to stand together at this time. Isaiah 48:13. My hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Look, it is here. I will strike, and you are to stand to be delivered. Job 36:32. He covers his hands with the lightning and commands it to strike the mark. Remember, folks, as we have discovered, God's thunder, God's lightning, God's storm is just his judgment. Now here he's telling us it's here.
Yeah.
Look, it is here. I will strike. And you are to stand to be delivered. I'm going to read this again. He covers his hands with the lightning and commands it to strike the mark.
That's the mark of his judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll hit the target, the right one.
The target. The mark. The mark he can. Not the mark we can see or we look at.
No.
Wow. Praise.
He'll choose the mark and he'll release the lightning. Now this is what David says to the Lord. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. And that's still to that person, too, Brother Max. All of this, he includes us in that one sister, sentence, but then it's all going to him and us. I rule in my power, underlined. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Both riches and honor come from you. And you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. And in your hand is to make great and to give strength to all.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful, wonderful word.
Thank you.
And now we have this sentence which includes a scripture. You are to see Psalm 118:15-16. This is a marvelous psalm. It's one of the ones that they sang. It's the one that Jesus would have sung when he left the Last Supper. Oh, excuse me, I got that wrong. Psalm 118. glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents and private dwellings of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly and achieves strength. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly and achieves strength. Oh, how wonderful. That's just telling you everything turns out great. And we have this time of rejoicing. Pray for me. Go ahead, Max.
I just said his hand is in it, his hands in everything. I noticed the Lord's talking about his hand. He is doing the work.
That means he's not a bystander. That means deism. That's some of the things people used to believe. They believe that God created everything and then he sat down and doesn't do anything else. That's deism. No, no. He's saying, my hand is in it. My hand is in everything that's going on.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, Max. You're right. Pray and trust me. Behold, again, all in my hands. Habakkuk, or we say Habakkuk, 3:4. His brightness was like the light. Rays flashed from his hand, and there he veiled his power. I'm going to read that in the New American. His radiance is like the sunlight. He has rays flashing from his hand, and there is the hiding place of his power. And
praise the Lord.
Faithfulness. Hope and freedom. Trust in me. You know, folks, here's what I think. I think that he is saying to us that we're coming to a time of vengeance and justice being exercised by God, judgment. But on the other side, on the other side is great rejoicing. And Max, you and I know, because we know that a certain person was addressed, and I believe given very explicit orders.
Yes, clear directions.
Mm-hmm. Directions.
Please.
Hallelujah. All right, I will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon today. And so the next time we meet, you've got your choice. You can go on Facebook. You can go on billybrim.org at noon, and we will be there. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. I'll see you there.
Shalom, shalom.